I'm Not Jim, who join us today on The World Cafe, are a very unusual collaboration. On the surface, the collaboration is between musician and songwriter Walter Salas Humara, who has led the band The Silos for years, and author Jonathan Lethem, author of the novel The Fortress of Solitude and the National Book Critics Circle Award-winning Motherless Brooklyn. What began as a conversation between them turned into this project called You Are All My People. But looking closer, it's the contribution of producers and bandmates Chris Maxwell and Phil Hernandez, known as the Elegant Two, who make their sound so great. The Elegant Two have remixed and produced for P. Diddy, Yoko Ono, Ray Davies, and others. The album features some spoken word pieces, and I asked author Jonathan Lethem if the performances on the disc, which sound improvised, were written out in advance.
Yeah, the script is pretty exact, Walter's voice is the voice on the record, and I just walked him through the performance like a film director in a way.
Because I was clueless when I was trying to read it.
Every break and every hesitation is sort of on the page in that piece. Yeah. Which I mean doesn't mean it comes out exactly the same every time, but.
Now you're doing those live?
Live, just to give me something to do, because I refuse to bang a tambourine like an idiot. I replace Walter's voice on those spoken word.
I play tambourine. Yeah.
Well, could you do one of those?
Sure.
There are a couple on the record.
Yeah. Let's do Howard.
I work for the phone company. This is something that happened about 20 years ago. I was working late. I thought I was the only one left in the building. Then this guy, Howard, bursts into my office. His eyes are all feverish, his nose all sweaty. And Howard, he's kind of a loner, kind of a weird guy. Keeps to himself. Sort of guy you hate to ride down in the elevator with. So I say, "What's the matter, Howard?" "There are people out there dialing. Millions of people." "Yeah, Howard?" "We've got them right where we want them. They're ours. They go to their phones, they make the decision to call, and they dial. 7 numbers. They're in the palm of our hands. But they don't pay." "Well, they don't pay because they get a busy signal, Howard." "Right. So what if there were no busy signal? What if everyone always got through?" "Let me get this straight, Howard. I mean, everyone getting through is like no one getting through. You just have to choose anyway. You'd have to tell people to call back later. Essentially, you'd be giving the busy signal in person."
"Exactly."
That is Howard, one of the pieces from
Uproarious Laughter Ensues.
You guys can put some canned laughter in there.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's Jonathan Lethem making his band debut. I was thinking about what you do. You're not in what you do as a novelist. You are not a collaborator at all.
That's why novelists get into these situations, is to cut the desperate solitude. I mean, I sit alone all the time, and so almost anything I can do to as a tonic to that, a little bit of collaboration on a something like this, an art project or a music project or journalism or teaching, it sort of gives me a little bit of reentry into the human world.
Now, what about performance? Have you read your books on tape?
I've done a couple of them, yeah, and so I've gotten more comfortable with my voice talent. If I have one, but that's not just from books on tape. It's from going around the country doing book tours and reading fiction aloud. And after a while, I mean, unless you're really, really doggedly shy and you have to start noticing that this is an opportunity to perform a little bit, and that, people have come out, even in a bookstore setting, they've come out, had dinner and it's their night out. So you ought to give them some sort of show. And that, I guess those are the skills I'm drawing on, in this case.
But not singing.
I'm not singing.
Not singing. We'll let Walter take care of that. You want to do another one?
Yeah, sure. This one's called Mr. October. My tired, dreaming head. Called her back to my bed. It's not enough to say there are no spaces in between. My tired dreaming head painted her whole body red. It's easy to say things are not as simple as they seem. Went to a party Friday night on the canal. I saw a neon sign in the shape of a smile. So I interviewed for the job. My tired dreaming head my dad. It's nothing to me if you're a figure from a dream. My tired dreaming head followed him to the upper deck and watched Mr. October hit his 500 home run. Went to a party Saturday night at the lagoon. I met a surfer who'd lost his sight. I met the man in the moon. So I interviewed for the job. Tired dreaming head. My tired dreaming head.
I'm Not Jim with Mr. October, with that that great reference to the blind surfer. Where did that come from?
That's Walter's line.
He has to really?
I guess it's from that TV show. I forget what it was called, though.
Yeah, I know which one you're.
Somebody from Cincinnati.
Yeah, exactly.
You learn something about this band every day.
Well, the band, or whatever it is. See, now they're calling it a band. I'm Not Jim. And
it is a band. I mean, I think it became a band when these guys worked so incredibly hard on altering and making the music part of it, you know, their own thing.
Well, and then especially when we agreed, sort of against our initial thoughts, that we were going to appear on stage. And the first time I walked into a rehearsal and heard you guys putting these across live, I'd thought of them as kind of permanent studio concoctions. And we added Mike, and there was suddenly this full band sound. Mike Duclos. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Mike Duclos.
not talking to you. So, Jonathan, what was your? Did you have one of these wow moments when you actually heard one of these come back from the production?
Oh, completely. I mean, it was such an amazingly gratuitous experience for me, because I have always known that, you know, I was not fated to get to play music, and I've made a career in a way of being a vicariate, you know, hanging around with musicians, writing about them, fictional ones, real ones. That's fine. And so to suddenly have kind of a record and be able to say it was thrilling but also embarrassing, because I felt that I'd performed some sort of weird stunt.
Mm. Well, you there's fictional rock critics,
but you really get into it in front of a live audience, though.
Oh no, I'm not shy.
You got to see this guy.
I'm not shy. I'm just I just have to keep admitting it's important to keep admitting that I'm not a musician. I'm like an unshy person.
Well, they're fictional rock critics in your book, and I guess you got to interview Bob Dylan, which must have been kind of fun. Have you read the reviews of I'm Not Jim?
Yeah, they get sort of emailed to us by the record company. It's fun to see it. I mean,
you read them?
Not all the way through, but no, it's very very fun for me. I mean, it's weird. There's like a kind of no stakes quality where I just. This is all a windfall or kind of just a magic trick for me.
Right. And we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with?
It's a song called After Mild Winter.
Mild Winter, another one from I'm Not Jim, playing live for us today. And now that clearly you guys are having fun playing as a band, does this have legs? Might there be more?
Yeah, we did one more track already for an Australian art project of some sort, and we're getting started on a bunch more material. So,
but meanwhile, there's new Silos material.
Meanwhile, yeah, we're almost done with it.
Look forward to that. And Jonathan, you're a couple years into a new novel?
Yes, I'm just actually kind of fine-tuning a manuscript, and I think it'll be published in the autumn of 2009.
Well, we look forward to all that. And all I got to do is do a radio show. Thank you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Very much for being here. I'm Not Jim, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on The World Cafe.